Well, the Springboks will be without some key players this weekend for the return rugby championship clash with the Wallabies in Cape Town. Skipper Siya Kolisi is ruled out with a knee injury. Pieter Steph Du Toit won't be playing because of concussion. And both wings, Kurtley Arendse and Edwill Fonamatava, have both been ruled out. Looking back on last Saturday, though, Springbok coach Rassie Erasmus says that there were some fine margins that went Australia's way.
An intercept was a good decision by their player. Not such a bad pass by Marnie. If the ball got away, you know, it would have been maybe a try, but their player made a better read. When Andre tried with the offload, he didn't stick and their player was there. So we were unlucky, but we were unlucky because they worked hard. They found a way at altitude to beat us. And yeah, I can't have excuses on that. Chose a good coach and they've got a bloody good team.
Yeah, the Wallabies did take advantage of a couple of errors from the Springboks. I don't think we'll make those errors this weekend. To be 22-0 up at one stage, that's a good side right there. So we will bounce back this Saturday. And some football news now. Everton take on Leeds in their Premier League opener tonight at Elland Road. Leeds are back in the top flight after a season in the Championship last season. The Toffees have made 7 signings this transfer window, but David Moyes, the manager, says that it's been a difficult period.
I think, like many managers in the Premier League, I think getting deals done has been really difficult. I have to say that we've bid for many players, and I'm not going to mention players or clubs or anything like that, because I don't think it's right when they've not signed for you. But we have bid for many players and we've not quite got it over the line. But I think there's quite a few clubs who could probably say something similar.
We're going to finish with cricket news now. The Proteas have added teenage fast bowler Quinnamapaka to their squad for the upcoming 3-match ODI series against Australia. The 19-year-old was impressive in the T20s against the Aussies, picked up 9 wickets to finish as the leading wicket taker in the series that South Africa lost 2-1. Meanwhile, Australia welcome back experienced batter Marnus Labuschagne after he was dropped for their recent test series against the West Indies. That first ODI is played at Casserly Stadium in Cairns tomorrow morning, 6:30, first delivery. That's all for this hour for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.